This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What matters to you matters to us. WWL, the news talk sports powerhouse of the Gulf South. Back to Tommy Tucker.
Let's get it. 55 degrees now at 614, going up to 73 today. 20% chance for showers, 30% tomorrow. Pardon me. Then highs of 76, then cools off a little bit for Sunday. And Monday, highs of 64 and 70 and dry, really, through the first couple of days of next week, and then maybe a chance for showers on Thursday. Jeff Palermo joins us now, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. How you doing, Jeff?
I am doing well, Tommy. How about yourself?
I am okay. You know, I was thinking last night that it might be better for LSU in terms of transfer portal if Ole Miss lost the game. Is there a case to be made there or not?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. For sure, especially considering that several Ole Miss players are expected to, or at least have significant interest in coming to LSU, and now all that gets pushed back. And now, obviously, a lot of discussions, and I think we heard it from Trinidad Chambliss leading up to the game that there's been he has not spoken to Kiffin personally, and you know, obviously that would be tampering, but Lane Kiffin and his general manager, Billy Glasscock, for sure have been talking to their representatives. So LSU has a pretty good idea on who is interested from this Ole Miss team as far as these guys that are wanting to come to LSU now. But all that is on hold. They got a college football playoff semifinal game next Thursday night over in Phoenix. So they got to get ready for that. And meanwhile, the transfer portal and transfer portal window opens today. There's going to be some good wide receivers in that window, and I guess if you're Lane and the staff, you have to have confidence that these guys, that based on talking to the reps, that if they really say that they are coming to LSU, you got to have confidence in it. But you just never know. You really never know in this situation. So this does make it difficult. Not only with that, it's unclear how many of these assistant coaches that are actually employed by LSU but are still coaching at Ole Miss, how many of them will continue to do that here over the next week. Probably offensive coordinator Charlie Weiss stays, but some of these other guys are supposed to be coming back to Baton Rouge and hosting recruits and this and that and really working for LSU. So this thing really does get even more tricky as the days go on.
So let's talk about some of the players that LSU could be interested in. You want to go by position first?
We could certainly do that, yeah.
Let's start with receivers.
Well, receivers, I believe, you know, and this is, I think this kind of dovetails on what we were just talking about. I believe LSU is probably after, there's going to be a couple Ole Miss receivers that Lane Kiffin's going to want to bring with him here. And now you're at a holding pattern with that. So you have to wait and see. But
well, let me ask you this. In terms of tampering,
yes,
can LSU's people talk to an Ole Miss player's people or not at all?
Well, yeah, that's allowed. You could talk to the representatives, and that's, I think, where most of the discussion has been made. Now, Ole Miss is going to make the claims regardless of that LSU has been tampering, and there's going to be even more harder feelings after this once the dust all settles and we actually see how many players leave at Ole Miss for LSU.
So, boy, this is a mess. I'm just trying to figure out this Rubik's Cube here because,
yeah.
Right?
Right, right. And then the other thing here, Tommy, is that let's say they beat Miami next Thursday. This transfer portal window is open from January 2nd to the 16th. The national championship game is the 19th. But players who do play in the college football playoff championship game do get an extra five-day window that would be from January 20th to the 24th. So these players, I don't think they will do it. These Ole Miss players who intend on transferring, I don't think they're going to get in the transfer portal window or get into the transfer portal during this current window while their team is still alive in the postseason. So I don't think that will happen. If it does, I mean, that just even caused even, I think, more issues in this whole thing.
So I'm trying to get my head around this. If you don't know who you have.
Yeah.
Give me some names on the Ole Miss team, again, that LSU would be interested in, besides Trinidad Chambliss.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's Trinidad Chambliss for sure. But I tell you what, Trinidad Chambliss, I mean, I think we talked about this last week, Tommy. This is the guy that might be, and who knows, if he puts on another great performance against a really good defense against Miami. I mean, and he's still waiting for that waiver to get to, get the sixth year of eligibility. He may just say, you know what, maybe the NFL is my best route. Mm-hmm. So for now, LSU's been connected to a lot of quarterbacks in the portal or that are going to be in the portal.
All right, let's go with that route then. Tell me about the quarterbacks.
Yeah, Brandon Sorsby from Cincinnati is one guy that's certainly been mentioned. DJ Lagway, who was at Florida, certainly another guy that's been mentioned. Sam Levitt at Arizona State. So you certainly have some guys there that, there's no doubt that Lane's going to have to go out and get a couple quarterbacks. One of them might be more of a developmental guy, and then you got Michael Van Buren. But there's certainly this makes it much more complicated because you don't want to sit there and wait for Chambliss and the possibility that Chambliss, one, decides to go to the NFL, right, or two, does want to continue to play college football but doesn't get the waiver. Meanwhile, these other guys that you did have interest in end up committing and signing somewhere else.
And if for whatever reason you get these other guys, is there enough money to go around for everybody?
Well, I think they have this. This is one of the things that Lane Kiffin and Billy Klatskok, the general manager, have been working on for the last month. And this is why you've seen some of these, especially guys on the offensive line for LSU, enter the transfer portal, is because they have this pretty much structured. But the quarterback is kind of the big one you want. You know, when you're talking about trying to go out and get wide receivers and so forth through the transfer portal, they're going to want to know who the quarterback is, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the first big domino that really needs to fall is that quarterback, is the quarterback position. And Ole Miss winning last night certainly complicates things.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back. It's a mess. 6:23 traffic now, WWL. 6:27, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Jeff Palermo, WWL.com, columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. Transfer portal opens. Is there a time on that? What exactly does that mean? Is there an announcement? Do people...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Contact, do they have an announcement at like a coming out party and say, hey, look, I'm entering the portal?
Yeah, a lot of it, on these recruiting services, On3.com, 24/7, have been, their representatives are telling those reporters, and that's kind of how you're hearing about it. There's obviously a huge database that's open, and paperwork's being filed and compliance officers are dotting the I's and crossing the T's on a lot of these things. And we'll see if there's actually a flurry of commitments or guys are going to sign. Guys cannot start visiting, though, until January 5th. So until Monday is actually when they can actually visit a campus. But, you know, a lot of these players that are in the transfer portal may have already visited the campus that they could potentially be going to. So there's the possibility, or all they really care about is the money.
Yeah,
and if
that was what I was going to say.
If the
does
offer,
it really
right,
matter?
There's no need to go visit. You know, the facilities are top notch. There's no really. So I would think you're going to see some guys that are going to commit. I think you're going to still see some more guys enter the transfer portal off this LSU team. You know, one of the latest yesterday was Kyle Parker from LSU. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he was a guy that I was pretty high on. And we'll see. Maybe there's a chance you can get him back. But, you know, we were talking in the last segment about maybe a couple of receivers that LSU may be interested in. I mean, it's been reported that Deuce Alexander and Winnie Watkins are two guys on this Ole Miss team that could potentially end up at LSU. So, you know, all this is in a state of flux. And then the other important thing to note here, Tommy, the window is open from January 2nd to the 16th, but these kids can commit whenever beyond January 16th. So they don't have to make a decision. But for compliance reasons, a lot of these guys do want to get this decision made so they can enroll in the spring semester and then participate in spring football.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You do have to go to school too, huh?
Well, you know, that's the thing. Everybody keeps talking about, well, the whole calendar's all messed up and this and that. Well, you can't move the spring semester. Now, what you could potentially do is move the college football season up. Move it up a week, get rid of these long delays between first-round playoff matchups and the quarterfinals and start the season right away. And maybe you can wrap up the season, say, you know, right around New Year's Day. I mean, that's a possibility if they want to do that. But, again, you know, those are things that are going to have to be decided at a later date. And, of course, we're looking at probably college football playoff expansion as well from 12 to 16 teams. So a lot to be sorted out there.
And I did get lost in all of this. They do at the NCAA still does require them to be enrolled students, right?
Yes, they still got to be students.
For the time being.
There is a clearinghouse that is looking at all these NIL deals to see if they're up and up, but so far we haven't heard of, you know, we had that this football season. We never heard of a player being suspended or this or that, so I don't know really how much teeth is in that as well either, Tommy.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate your time. We'll talk to Christian Pendleton about the French Quarter when we come back. Right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.